بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب الحلواء والعسل. We are reading a hadith from كتاب الأطعمة, the chapter about food. So we read the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about food being sufficient, food of one person being sufficient for two, and food of the two being sufficient for four, and food of the four being sufficient for eight people. And then we also read the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that talbina is helpful for the heart of the ill person. Talbina relieves the grief. تذهب ببعض الحزن. We read the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu when a tailor invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for food, and he offered bread made of barley and also some soup, and there was dubba, pumpkin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was looking for the pumpkin. Anas radiallahu anhu from that time loved the pumpkin. This is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that we have read today, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love sweet and also honey. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naturally he had love for certain things and he had dislike for certain things. This is part of his personality. We do not have to have this, because this is not deen. This is part of his personality. This is the way Allah Azza wa Jalla created him. Like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was at a certain height. Not everybody has to have the same height. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had a certain way of walking. Not everybody has to walk in the same manner, because people, they vary. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had hair in a certain way. His hair were neither curly nor straight, but his hair were in between. But obviously not everybody has to have the same type of hair, because this is not something in our hand. This is something Allah Azza wa Jalla, he created him in that manner sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, in terms of food, what we like and what we don't like, this is something not in our hand. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, did not like garlic. He did not like garlic. He did not. But did he say it's haram? Did he forbid people? No. He did not forbid people. But because garlic has a smell, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naturally, he didn't like it. Likewise, naturally he loved halwa, he loved something sweet. So, if we happen to love, that is great. If we happen to love something sweet, that is great. Somehow, if a person naturally doesn't like sweet, again, there is nothing wrong with it. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to love sweet. But does it mean that he used to have sweet every day? Does it mean that he used to have sweet in the morning, in the evening? It does not mean that. Because our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's food was in moderation. His food was always balanced. And in fact, he used to go without food for days. And sometimes he would just go without any cooked food for months. Sometimes he would go without cooked food for a month. So he loved, but it does not mean that he had in excess, he had without need. You see, our body has a system in place. So if we don't overeat, naturally our body demands what it needs. Right? Sometimes you have the feeling that you need water. Okay, you feel it. Sometimes you have the feeling that you need some yogurt. Right? So that means the body is in need of calcium. Sometimes you have that desire that you want to have some meat. Okay, the body is requiring some protein. But that is when we listen to the body. When we overeat the body, when we overfill, then we lock the natural system. So we don't know what the body is requiring. We just keep filling in our body. Likewise, sometimes there is a need in our body to have some calories. So, you know, every now and then if you have some sweet, that is fine. There is nothing wrong with that as long as you have it in moderation. Rasulullah, he used to love sweet and he also used to love honey. Honey is also sweet, but specifically he used to love honey. Because asal is mentioned in the Quran and honey is shifa. Honey is shifa. And you know, even up to now, in many medicines, honey is used. Sometimes when you have injury, in order to prevent any fungus develop, the wrap that you have, the cover that you have also includes honey. It depends very much on type of honey and whether natural and pure honey is available or not, because nowadays, unfortunately, many things are contaminated. But anyway, if a person happened to find pure and natural honey, that is very good, because that is shifa. People say, Allah knows best, honey develops immunity. So if you have a strong immunity, well, that protects against viruses, against illnesses, against diseases. And I myself have, you know, experience. If you have honey, for example, with ginger on a regular basis, it helps a lot with flu, with cough, right? Sometimes people have different problems, so it helps. But again, that means you have it in moderation. This does not mean that you do not seek medication from a doctor. Some people, they misunderstand these things. For example, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the habbatul barakah, there is shifa in habbatul barakah from every illness except death. Habbatul barakah has shifa from every illness except death. But does it mean that whenever we are not well, we just take habbatul barakah and sit at home, no matter what type of illness we have? It does not mean that. It simply means that you have it on a regular basis. You have it on a regular basis. It has a lot of shifa and a lot of benefit. But when you have an illness, you seek medication and you go and see the person who knows how to treat that medication. This encourages people who are specialists to find shifa in habbatul barakah so that they can develop medicine which can cure. But this does not discourage people from going to see doctors. Because in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that there is no illness for which Allah Azza wa Jal has not revealed and has not sent down shifa. Yani, if Allah has sent down illness, Allah also has sent down shifa. Illness, you know, like anything, comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So shifa is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is illness, there is also shifa. So people have to look for cure for shifa. In fact, Rasulullah he encouraged tadawi. He encouraged tadawi. Tadawi yani seeking dawa, seeking medication. So how do you seek medication? Well, you go and seek from someone who knows. You go and seek from someone who is an expert. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أهله الأدمى. سيدنا جابر رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he asked his family about idam. Idam يعني like soup, curry, something you can have bread with, because bread is very dry usually, so you need something to make the bread wet and to enable yourself to eat the bread. فَقَالُوا مَا عِنْدَنَا إِلَّا خَلٌّ. They said, we don't have anything except vinegar. So there is no curry, there is no soup. There is nothing to go with the bread except vinegar. فَدَعَى بِهِ Rasulullah said, well, bring it. فَجَعَلَ يَأْكُلُ بِهِ. He started eating with vinegar. Bread with vinegar. فَجَعَلَ يَكُلُ بِهِ وَيَقُولُ نِعْمَ الْإِدَامُ وَالْخَلْ نِعْمَ الْإِدَامُ وَالْخَلْ. He said, what a good and what a great soup, or what a great curry, or what a great food the vinegar is. And he repeated that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shows the humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That rather than complaining, oh, we don't have this, we don't have this. Well, think about what you have. Well, at least you have bread, and at least you have vinegar. Right? Okay. You are managing yourself. Alhamdulillah, you are able to eat the bread with vinegar. So vinegar is great. Vinegar is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the shukr and the tawadu' of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used to appreciate the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Kana yu'azzimu ni'mah. He used to consider the ni'mah to be great. The ni'mah, if you look at the ni'mah that this is from Allah, well, it is great. Even though it might be small ni'mah, it might be tiny ni'mah, but because it is from Allah Azza wa Jal, it is great. So it's vinegar, but actually it is great because it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nowadays, people talk about vinegar quite a lot. People, you know, they say vinegar is helpful for this, is helpful for this. And vinegar is kind of multi-purpose tool. Vinegar, people... Obviously, we have to know how to use it. And again, you have to find someone who knows and then who can guide. So there are ways and means in which vinegar can be used and can be helpful for digestion, for example. Vinegar can be helpful for many stomach-related issues. In fact, Allah knows best. Some people say that if it is used on a regular basis in a specific manner, with specific conditions, it can be helpful for weight loss, right? People use it as a weight loss tool. People say it can also be helpful for the arteries, for the heart. But again, it doesn't mean that if a person has a heart problem, he just has vinegar and sleeps at home. If a person has a heart problem, he need to go and see a doctor. But the point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he valued the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla and he did not complain. Oh, we don't have this, we don't have this. No, alhamdulillah, we have this. Alhamdulillah, we have vinegar. Ni'am al-idam wal-khal. Vinegar is great. Good. Vinegar is great. You know, curry. وعن عبد الله بن جعفر قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل الرطب بالقثاء متفق عليه. Abdullah ibn Ja'far says that I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam eating Rutab, rutab yani kind of date. Bil qithab with cucumber. Date with cucumber. You see, date by nature is hot and cucumber by nature is cool or cold. So if a person has cucumber quite a lot, well, you need a balance, and the balance is cucumber. People used to know these things in the past, that this food has this effect. This food is good in dry areas. This food is good in wet areas. This food is good in hot countries. This food is good in cold countries. People used to know this. Unfortunately, we don't know these things. Now, we just grab anything and have anything. You have egg, you have yogurt. You don't know what to eat in summer. We don't know what to eat in winter, right? We have anything in summer, we have anything in winter. But people used to know the effect, because food has effect on the body. Food which can keep the body cool, well, you need it in summer. Food that can keep the body hot, you need it in winter. Right? For example, honey, if you have honey with some za'faran, some sticks, 2-3 sticks, not too many, because za'faran is very strong. If you mix honey with 2-3 sticks of za'faran, of saffron, and you have it on a regular basis, it can really keep your body warm. It can really keep your body... I've heard from some people that somebody asked a doctor that non-Muslims, they drink alcohol to keep the body warm. Allah knows what happens when a person drinks alcohol. Alhamdulillah, we don't know that. May Allah protect us. So they asked Hakim, okay, they drink alcohol and they keep the body warm. What can we do? Because we cannot drink alcohol. So the Hakim said, well, why don't you have honey with some sticks of za'faran on a regular basis. If you have it for 2 months regularly, it can really bring the body to a certain temperature. Again, all these things that you need to try with the advice of a doctor who knows your body very well. So, Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he says, I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam eating rutab with qitha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ate dates. Dates are of many types, but the common types are rutab and tamr. Tamr is dry and rutab is fresh. Fresh dates have their own taste. Dry dates, they have their own taste. There are dates without any seed. They have their own taste. There are dates which are very soft, almost like, these rasgullas, chum-chum, which you have. You put it in your mouth and it melts. Dates, I have tried. Believe me, you just put it in your mouth. You cannot... It is so soft, you cannot even hold it in your hand. Subhanallah, Allah's creation. I have never tasted anything more beautiful than that. Dates which are so soft, you cannot hold properly in your hand. You have to keep it in the fridge. If you keep it outside, they will go bad. You keep it in the fridge and you have, and you will be over the moon. So he ate rutab wal qitha. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this shows that you need to know which food goes with which food. You need to have balance in your plate. Right? Unfortunately, we don't have that anymore. We only have what we like. We only have what tastes good. We only have what pleases our eye. So if we have biryani, we are having biryani. Right? Okay, have some salad, Have some yogurt? No, no salad. Salad is waste of time. Right? If you offer any yogurt, people think, no, no, he's just, filling my stomach. Well, you have biryani, have some yogurt. It will keep the stomach cool. It will also help with digestion. But no, how many times you have seen people having yogurt? Or how many times you have seen people having some salad or some cucumber, some carrot? People think that it's just a waste of time. Anyway. If I am invited for party, for walima, then I should only focus on rice, I should only focus on meat. Why is that? You have variety of food, and we need to know which food goes with which. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has created. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Say, who has forbidden the beauty of Allah which Allah has created for the people? This is the beauty Allah has created for the people. All these variety of fruits, did Allah make them haram? You go and see how many types of fruits are there. At least try once. Go and see how many types of vegetables are there. At least try once. قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is saying this is for the believers. Allah has created this beauty for the believers. So enjoy all these vegetables, enjoy all these fruits. But no, we only want to have. May Allah forgive us. Inshallah, we will read one hadith. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمر الظهران نجني الكباثة فقال عليكم بالأسود منه فإنه أطيب فقيل أكنت ترعى الغنم قال نعم وهل من نبي إلا رعاها متفق عليه. سيدنا جابر رضي الله عنه said we were with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمر الظهران. مر الظهران is a place near Mecca, and we were picking kibath. Kibath is a kind of fruit. Like, sometimes you have fruit grown in places. Like nowadays, you have these berries, right? And these types of fruits. So people, Allah knows best, but it looks that it was during a journey. Our Prophet was in Marwa Zahran, and Sahaba, they were picking the fruit. So he said, Alaykum bil aswadi minhu. Make sure that you pick the black ones, right? The black ones, because innahu atyabu, because it is better, it is more perfect, it is more preferable. Innahu atyabu, it is more tasty. So the Sahaba said, akunta tar'al ghanama, did you look after the goats? Yani, because usually the shepherds, they know, because the shepherds are outside. And they know the plants, and they know the trees, and they pick the fruits, like farmers, shepherds. So were you a shepherd? Were you, and did you look after the goats? He said, "Naam, yes." Wahal min nabiyyin, and is there any nabi except that he looked after the goat? Yani, there was no prophet except that he was a shepherd. Olambi alayhi salam. They, at some point in their life, they look after the goats. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He made this arrangement so that they remain close to the nature, and they remain close to the humble animal. Goat is very humble animal. You know, you have horses and you have camels, you have a lot of pride. I have a goat, I'm looking after goats. You know, shepherd looking after goats. And also, it is not easy to look after the goats, look after the animals, because by the time you catch somebody, somebody sleeps. By the time you gather somebody, somebody goes that way, somebody goes this way. So it teaches lot of patience. It teaches lot of tahammul, lot of forbearance. Dealing with the people is also same. Ambiya alayhi salam, they have to deal with the people. They have to keep the people together, they have to manage the people. By the time you convince somebody, somebody says, no, I'm angry, I'm upset. No, please, brother, come here. Okay, what's your problem? So you listen to them. And then somebody says, no, I'm not happy with the lights. Why we have so many lights on? Okay, switch up all the lights. Somebody says, no, we should have lights on. Somebody says, we should have fans on. Somebody says, no, we should have fans off. So you keep them on, somebody will not be happy. You keep them off, somebody will not be happy. You don't have lights, people say, oh, masjid is looking very dull, very dark. You know, what is this? Masjid should be bright and it should be... Okay, you put on all the lights, people say, look, they have a lot of money, they're wasting money. So you cannot keep the people happy, but you have to keep trying to keep them together. وَهَلْ مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا رَعَاهَا. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding and tawfiq to appreciate the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.